Now, I would like to just say something to you before we start with this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's evening. Something which I feel is very important for you to know. It is said that when one hears the pastime which we will read about today, then all the bonds of one's karma will be separated. In other words, one will become a spiritually liberated person. It's a very intense discussion which we hear today, but I would like to draw your attention at this moment as an introduction to the fact that you can stay in this or enjoy this evening as a devotional service to Lord Krishna. And if you listen in the mood of performing devotional service, you will see that a specific spiritual result is there. It's almost like taking a medicine which will work. Therefore, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, please listen. Listen, O my brothers and sisters, to the story of the Lord's taking sannyas. Anyone who hears this story breaks the bonds of his karma. Is it? Yes, come and say. Bonds. Radha Kripa is surprised, which is very natural, that just by hearing I can break the bonds of my karma. This is very good. So please see this now as a devotional exercise which we have done in our tradition, and please be with us. Mother Sachi could not sleep. She knew next morning Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not be at home. She knew the person who gave her life would disappear, almost like the soul which leaves a body which then becomes lifeless. She wept at every moment of the night. After some time, the Lord woke up. Only 2 hours of this night are left. Taking a deep breath through his nostrils, Lord Chaitanya rose to depart from the home of his beloved. Aware of what was to happen, Gadadha and Haridas also rose. Gadadha said, I will go with you, my lord. But the Lord replied, no one will go with me. I will go alone, without any companion. That is my happiness. Now when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu moved out of the house, in the doorway he saw his mother Sachi, the woman he loved most in this world, was crying. His own mother was crying. When Lord Chaitanya saw his beloved mother, he held out and reached to her hand and then embraced her. And he sat down one last time with his mother and said words to enlighten her. Mother, for a long time you protected me. It is because of you that I heard and read the scriptures. From the time of my birth, it was you who always gave me happiness. Even if I were to live millions and millions of new births, I could not repay the love which you gave me moment after moment. I cannot repay the mercy which you gave me. Birth after birth, I am your debtor. But Micah, please listen. And my dear devotees of Serbia, also listen now. This is new. The whole world is dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one is independent of Him. It is the Supreme Personality of Godhead who brings people together and then pushes them apart. Who has the power to understand what Krishna wills? Then Lord Chaitanya, as a gesture of affection, placed his right hand on his chest and says, "Please listen, I love you very much." Then he left. Mother Sachi could not reply anything. Her son walked in the darkness of the morning, never to return. What should she say? What should she do now? Her life was meaningless. Lord Chaitanya walked very steadily to the Ganga, and then he just jumped into the Ganga and swam for many hours through the sacred river of Ganga, never to return. Today devotees go to the place where Lord Chaitanya threw himself into the Ganga. They have given a name to this place. It's a shocking name. This place is called Nirdaya, no mercy. The devotees didn't know what had happened. When the next morning broke, they all went to the Ganga to take their baths. Then, like every other day, they went to the Lord's home to bow down before them. When they saw Mother Sachi outside the door, and when they saw that she had stayed there the whole night, they asked innocently, "Mother, what is the matter with you? Why are you not inside?" Mother Sachi was stunned and couldn't give any reply. Tears were flowing from her eyes. After a moment, she started to speak. "Please listen. Every Vaishnava is entitled to share in the property of Lord Vishnu. You all have a right to his property. This is what the scriptures teach. Now you have come to the house of Vishnu, where my son, who's no one else than Vishnu, stayed. Now take this house. The Lord has left me. Take everything which is in this house. It is yours." When the Vaishnavas heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had left the house, their grief knew no ends. Loudly expressing their grief, they grabbed each other by the neck and lamented into each other's ear, saying, "O Gopinath, why did you make this night end? You should have kept it eternal. Then we would not have heard about this misery." They all fell to the ground, held their faces, and wept. Someone said, "Never again will I see the moon of Lord Chaitanya's face. How will I live now? How, tell me how, can I keep my sinful life alive? Why did this thunderbolt suddenly fall on me?" And others said, "The Lord has gone to take sannyas. He who is the Lord of the helpless has now gone away. Now we all are thrown into the ocean of separation." The devotees became so entirely mad that Advaita Acharya, who was the greatest of all scholars, explained in loud words and very serious, "Everyone of Navadvip, follow me. We will now go to the Ganga and we will all drown ourselves. Yes, this is my word. Who can stop my determination?" The devotees looked at him and said, "You have spoken very wisely." When they were on the way to drown themselves in the Ganga, they behold a miracle. Lord Chaitanya's moon-like face appeared in the sky and he said, "Don't drown yourself in the Ganga. I will live eternally with you in your hearts. Now don't lament and go home. Do not act insanely." And what did the Lord do? "Please listen, brothers and sisters, if you have ears, please listen to the story. Anyone who hears this story breaks the bonds of karma, even if Radha Kripa doesn't believe it." Crossing the Ganga, in one day Lord Chaitanya arrived in the town of Katva. 5 devotees were with him: Lord Nityananda, Gadadha, Mukunda, Sri Chandrasekhar, his uncle, and Brahmananda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare. There in Katva, Keshava Bharati, who was as powerful as a wild lion, stayed with his dear associates. A month before, Keshava Bharati had begged at the house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Mother Sachi saw this unknown sannyasi, she said to her son, "My son, my heart is trembling. Send him away. Send him away. Give him what he wants, but send him away. I have the feeling he will take you from me." But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who had made his plan and who had made Keshava Bharati to come at his house, that same Lord who lets every one of us dance like a puppet on a string, he had smiled to his mother and laughingly said, "Mother, you always feed every sannyasi at our house. Let him come in." So he knew. He knew why Keshava Bharati had come. And Keshava Bharati, when he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he thought, "What a nice sannyasi this great personality would make." So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Katwa, Keshava Bharati was not surprised. Lord Chaitanya offered dandavat obeisances and then, folding his hands, offered a prayer. Please listen to the prayer of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He gives the example of the perfect disciple approaching a perfect spiritual master. "O saintly one," Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed, "please be merciful to me." "You are very merciful. You purify the fallen. Lord Krishna is the master of your life, and you have the power to give Lord Krishna to others. Lord Krishna always stays in your heart. Please give me service to Lord Krishna. Don't give me anything else than service. Please teach me." When Lord Chaitanya spoke, his eyes floated with tears of love. And suddenly, something happened with which Keshava Bharati had never ever experienced in his life. Something happened which he had never even conceived of being possible. It started very simple. Mukunda began to sing, "Hey Govinda, hey Gopal, Kesava Madhava Dinadaya." And when he sang in a sweet voice, and the other devotees joined him, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jumped up and began to dance. When Keshava Bharati saw the dancing of the Lord, he simply gazed at him as if he had seen a miracle. Hearing the singing and the hearing of the dancing, millions upon millions of people quickly came to that spot. I do not know how many people were all of a sudden present at that one place. They drank with their eyes the beauty of Lord Chaitanya without stop. The wonderful stream of tears which flowed from the Lord's eyes cannot be described by words. Lord Chaitanya began to dance more and more, and he danced in a circle. And as he danced in the circle, faster and faster and faster, his tears began to bathe everyone. Not even one ant remained dry. Men and women started to sing, Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
One moment the Lord trembled. The next he perspired. The next he fell unconscious on the bottom. Seeing this, everyone thought, oh no, Lord protect him. All his bones will break. Then the master of unlimited universes took a blade of grass in his mouth and began to go to every single person and said, please save me, I am very fallen. Allow me to serve you. Keshava Bharati saw his new disciple and he couldn't believe what he saw. Then he prayed. Only the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself and no one else, I repeat, no one else has the power to manifest the ecstatic devotion which I saw you manifest with my own eyes. I know you must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead and you are the spiritual master of everyone in the universe. How can I be your spiritual master? Lord Chaitanya looked at him and said, please don't try to trick me. Please give me initiation so that I may become a servant of Lord Krishna. Then Lord Chaitanya turned to his uncle Chandrashekhar. Chandrashekhar was related to Sachi. Chandrashekhar would never, even in his dream, agree that Lord Chaitanya would take sannyas. But exactly to this person, who was most opposed to the idea of sannyas, Chaitanya said, uncle, get everything ready for the sannyas ceremony. And like a piece of wood being moved by someone else, Chandrashekhar said, Urednu, if it is your will. And he gathered yogurt, milk, ghee, dal, betel nuts, sandalwood, a sacred thread and cloth. Lord Chaitanya controlled him. Now something very intense will happen. Are you ready or is it already too intense for you? Ready? Anna? Good. If it gets too intense, you can lean against the Vyasasan. Then Lord Chaitanya, the life breath of all the worlds, sat down to have his shika cut off. Then the Baba sat down facing him. At that moment a great sound of weeping arose. Oh no! Oh no! Don't do it, Baba! Don't cut his hair! Please! Millions of people said to the Baba, don't cut his hair! What could the Baba do? The Baba placed the razor to the Lord's curly hair. Unable to place his hand on the head of the Lord, the Baba simply wept. Nityananda and the other devotees fell down unconscious on the ground. But then someone said, anyways, what are the rituals for taking sannyas? Hearing this, all the women who were a little emotionally deeply sighted, oh no! Even the demigods came and wept. The numberless universes were filled with weeping. Seeing these pastimes, everyone wept. Lord Chaitanya looked around and said, sing, sing! Mukunda sang, and Lord Chaitanya got up again and danced without stop. He trembled. He shed streams of tears and said, sing, sing! And then he roared. The Baba had no power to do any shaving. Yet somehow or other, Lord Chaitanya was shaved. This is a great miracle. Judo. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in the Ganga and sat down as a sannyasi. Now here I want to say a few words on taking sannyas. In the old times, a person who would take sannyas would go to the end of the village, take a stick, and make three lines on the ground. 1, 2, 3. Then he would look back to the village where everyone was crying. Then he would look ahead and step over the three lines. One line meant he would never, would mean the family. Another would mean the village. And the third line would mean his wife from his previous ashram, means Grihastha ashram. He would never be able to go back to his village, his wife, and his family. He was socially dead. Now, Lord Chaitanya needed to hear the mantra which gave life to him. You know, when you're dead, you need to become alive again. And this is done by the power of mantra. But how can the Supreme Lord be initiated by anyone? Have you ever thought about this question? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and said to Keshava Bharati, this night a wonderful personality appeared to me. And he said, your sannyas mantra is like this. Now I want to repeat this mantra in your ear and you tell me if it is the right mantra, please. In this way, the Supreme Lord, the spiritual master of everyone, first initiated Keshava Bharati, his sannyas guru, and then in turn received the mantra from him. Lord Chaitanya took a charming saffron cloth, and he looked now more handsome than millions of Kama Devas. His body was glorious. He had a danda, a stick, and a kamandalu. He was always agitated with ecstatic love for Krishna. His lotus eyes always had water coming out of them. Noble-hearted Keshava began to think, what name should I give him? What is his new name? Goddess Sarasvati, tell me his name. I have no idea. He has gone into my heart, taken possession of my heart. I feel I am his disciple and I should give him the name. Please tell me the name. Then the goddess of learning entered into the heart of Keshava Bharati. He composed himself and he said, you give consciousness to the whole world. That's why your name is Chaitanya. But you give a special consciousness to the whole world. Therefore your name is Krishna Chaitanya. And because you make the whole world dance and cry in ecstasy, your name will be Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Yes. When the noble sannyasi spoke those words, all the people became enlivened and shouted out, Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya!
Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya!
Glasnia!
Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya!
Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya! Hare Krishna. Some of you must have been present at that time. And now you remember very hesitatingly what you have said before. So we have ended. In this way the glorious Lord accepted sannyas. And in this way he revealed his name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Anyone who hears the story of the Lord Sannyas will become a servant of Lord Chaitanya. Anyone who hears the story of the Lord Sannyas will attain a great wealth of ecstatic love for Lord Krishna. Go Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol. As a puppet master makes a wooden puppet dance, so Lord Chaitanya has made me speak. As the sky has no end, and as a bird flies in the sky, as far as it has power to fly, so the descriptions of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes also have no end, and every speaker describes those pastimes as far as he has the power to speak. Hare Krishna. These are the concluding words to this chapter of Vrindavan Das Thakur. I just want to say that you are very, very fortunate to hear this pastime. You have now no more karma. You can start a new life. from today. Lord Chaitanya, after this, became so ecstatic in love of Godhead that he began another kirtan. This must have been already the fifth kirtan in the ceremony. And this time, he became so ecstatic that when he danced, his sannyas danda flew somewhere. His kamandalu flew somewhere. His own guru began to dance, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced his guru. His guru became more ecstatic and danced so much that he almost lost all his clothes. And remember, he was old. Then they went into the bushes and disappeared for some while in the kirtan. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Now I want to go to Vrindavan and meet my Krishna." Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. It's nice to sit together and hear like this about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And please always remember, this is a very powerful process of bhakti. When we hear directly about Lord Chaitanya or Lord Krishna, as we will also do when I come at another time, this is a very, very important process. And as I said again, you should come to such a meeting, not that, oh, now I want to be entertained for the evening. You should come with the idea, now I want to render devotional service. I will render Shravanam Kirtanam service. I will hear and I will then glorify Lord Krishna in form of the holy name. And by this, Lord Chaitanya Krishna becomes very, very satisfied and even present in the life of his devotees. His devotees in this world meet together to just hear and chant about his glories. And then Lord Krishna becomes very interested. Just imagine I would call the name of one of you, let us say, Zale, Sport Zale or Adventurist Zale. I would say, Adventurist Zale has so many good qualities, and he has also so many good plans, and he has a plan to go to. Immediately, Adventurist Zale would become very interested. What are they talking about me? What is the information? What is my plan? I don't know at this moment of a plan. Immediately the attraction is there. So when Krishna hears that his devotees gather together to talk about him, or Lord Chaitanya, what are they talking? Oh, about my sannyas ceremony? Oh, yeah, yeah. And he becomes very inspired to be in the heart of this devotees. Unfortunately, this is the last session. Maybe at the Sunday feast we can do one small pastime. Yes, actually we should do one small pastime at the Sunday feast. I want to remind all of you, tomorrow we have our Sunday program. We have a boats festival and very interesting deity worships where every one of you can take participate. Now I want to end the evening so that there is possibility for you to discuss with devotees, or and then go to bed at a reasonable time or finish your rounds. Thank you very much for participating in this evening of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Lord Chaitanya is taking sannyas for the benefit of the fallen conditioned souls ki jai. Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.